Whatever your politics, this much is clear. Michigan is facing enormous challenges and difficulties, and state government is facing a vast and continuing crisis. Every year sees huge deficits, cuts to major programs, and nasty partisan battles about what to do. But how do you sort this all out? I firmly believe that Michigan Radio does the best possible job at explaining what's happening, but we can't possibly do enough. Where can a regular person go to read fair and balanced stories and background about our state, its leaders, and the reasons we got into this mess, as well as weigh possible solutions? Michigan newspapers say they can no longer afford to cover politics and government the way they once did. Some cities don't even have daily newspapers anymore. There are private services that provide coverage and analysis of what's happening, but they cost hundreds or thousands of dollars each year. So, now for the good news. There's a wonderful new magazine where you can read about, as its slogan goes, the people, issues, and events shaping Michigan politics and policy. It has well-written, entertaining stories by some of the best-informed writers in the state. It's attractive to look at and has nice photos and graphics. It's called Dome Magazine, and the price is right. It's absolutely free. The only catch is that it's only available online at www.domemagazine.com. I've been reading it since it started more than 2 years ago, and I've been impressed. Last week, I went to have lunch with the editor and publisher, Tom Scott, who years ago was former Governor Jim Blanchard's press secretary. "What's all this about?" I asked. Scott's been a senior vice president of the Michigan Retailers Association for years, but he never really got journalism out of my veins and noticed a decline in coverage of state issues. So, after having tried a magazine for Michigan lobbyists, he launched Dome, which now occupies most of his spare time. "This isn't a blog or a partisan website," he told me. "It's meant to be a stylish, smart magazine explaining the issues and airing views from across the political spectrum. Dome isn't intended to cover daily political developments, but means to provide a bigger picture and behind-the-scenes look at issues and personalities. We do things like in-depth profiles of key players, something long abandoned by newspapers," he said. He can't afford to pay a lot of money, but many of Michigan's best reporters and writers are lining up to write for Dome. "No one else in Michigan is doing what Tom Scott is doing," said Susan Demas, a young columnist who sort of Lansing's Maureen Dowd. She added, "As a writer, I can honestly say that Dome is a godsend." Scott does get some advertising from places like university programs and the Michigan Chamber of Commerce and would welcome more. But if he has a weakness, it is that he's not much of a marketer or a self-promoter. And he ought to be. Dome is not only excellent in itself. In a world where we worry about the future of journalism, Tom Scott's internet magazine is a ray of fresh hope. Maybe there really will be life after the dinosaurs.